When it talks about the issue of union of the Torah on Shabbos or Yom Tov, there are two issues that one has to address. One is one allowed bichlal to take meditation? And number two, when one is allowed to, what actions that one normally wouldn't be allowed to do a Shabbos Yom Tov are permitted in order to label a cure? And they're two very separate issues. One also has to know, as far as Yom Tov is concerned, what sort of difference there is between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni. As far as Shabbos, there is a Siddur Shin Kav Ches which deals with the Chayla on Shabbos, and the very first Sif is very clear. Mechaba says, Mishi Yeshloi Mechosh Be'almo, somebody who has a minor ailment, from his Chazik V'Haylech Kibari, he walks around like a healthy man, Asol Asos Lo Yishim Rufua, you mustn't perform any medication for him, Afil Al Yidei Yehudi, even through the auspices of the Goy, Gzeira Mishem Shchita Samamonim, a Gzeira because one isn't allowed to crush herbs on Shabbos. One of the obvious melachos is toichin, and the way they used to make a lot of their medication in the times of Chazal was they used to take herbs, they used to take vegetables, and they used to pulverize them, they used to crush them, and that's the way they made the medicine. In order to do that, if one did that on Shabbos, one would be over an issur d'oraisa. So in order to stop people being nichshel in the issur of toichin, Chazal made quite a wide sweeping gzeirah that what isn't allowed, somebody who isn't really ill, yeah, he has some ailments, there's not more than that, he's not allowed to take any medication on Shabbos. And that goes so far as to say even if we're not talking about medicine, he wants to do some sort of exercise to build up his body, and it's something which you could do with medicines, you could do without medicines. You're not allowed to engage in that physical exercise because of the Gerbish of Shitsamoni. And even, and this is even further than that, even something which there's no medicine for at all, you can only do this sort of physically. If there's no real pain, again, Chazal weren't matter that on Shabbos, all because Gerbish of Shitsamoni. The shadow is, as far as Yom Tov is concerned, is that it's an issur. And what's interesting is that if you look in the Rambam, you look in the Torah, you look in Shulchan Aruch, you won't find even a remez to such an issur. However clear the Shulchan Aruch may be, the Gabbai Shabbos, as far as Yom Tov is concerned, it seems to give it a miss. And the Chayre is giving it a miss because there is no such issur. Shlomo Melech says, "Davar be'itzay ma toiv." There is a sif in Siman Tov Kuf Lamed Beis in Shulchan Aruch Rechaim. That's those of you who have reached it about Sichus Chol HaMoed. And there are five words, a very small mechaber there, five words. The mechaber is basically based on a tour, which the mechaber says, around which revolves the discussion about medication on Yom Tov. The mechaber says, "Kol refuah Mutter b'chol ha'moed." Any sort of refuah is mutter to do a chol ha'moed. Comes the Magen Avraham, he says, kol refuah mutter b'chol ha'moed. From which we understand that Yom Tov, there is an issur. And the Prima Godin explains what's the reason for issur of refuah on Yom Tov. Mishum gzeiras shikas tamamonim. The same gzeir we find in Gabi Shabbos is also true in Gabi Yom Tov. The difficulty is that the reason why we are gozer is because we don't want people to be actually listen to the rice on Shabbos. Let you see if somebody would do teichen on Yom Tov. Hey, grind. Teichen is a mlecha seichon nefesh. It's also. It's also to be taken as such. So says the Mechaber in Tav Tzarihei. It's the sort of malacha which one does liyomim rabim, not the sort of thing one does just on the day, and therefore some of lecha seichel nefesh, which the mechaba asks, but it's quite clear the mechaba is only asking it midrabbanan, not midaraisa. There are poskim who would be, who say it's binatoyah, but the mechaba quite clearly says it's midrabbanan. And there are certain cases where it's clearly mutter, b'shas you're eating, or if you've got some tavlinim, some spices, condiments that you want to put into food, there in some tafkuf dalad, that one is allowed to do. It's not the actual food itself, it's just something he's adding a flavour to the food. On that, there is no issa on Yom Tov. But the worst it could be is an issa drabonon. It's quite clear from Rashi in Masechet Shabbos that the issa of Zeus Shikas Samoanim, the issa of Refuah, is because we don't want people to be nifshon issa deraisa. Even if a person would be doing teichon on Yom Tov, he won't be nifshon issa deraisa. So why should there be a gzeira? Why should one asa refuah on Yom Tov if even if they would, the person would actually be shechik someone, he'd actually make up the medication, nevertheless he wouldn't be nifshon issa deraisa and issa drabama. Is that one of the shaylos that the Achreidim ask? The mekoyah for this mechaber that kol refuah is mutar chalamoid is in fact a tesefta in the second perek of Moed Cotton, and there the Tana says the following: Shosin meiz volim umei dekolim bekais ikrim b'moed. One is allowed to drink, these are various waters, mineral waters, whatever, on chalamoid. Shebo ishein hayu aimrim ein shosin meiz volim umei dekolim bekais ikrim b'moed. Initially, apparently Chazal asked it. Al shebo Rabbi Akiva, v'nimed sheshosin, until Rabbi Akiva came and he taught that it's muta. Sheshosin b'moed. So the Mechaba says you can clearly muta kol refuah is muta b'chol hamoed. Basis is this tesefta. How you interpret the tesefta, however, that depends. There's an exchange of correspondence with the Sosemas on the Avnei Lezer, just over 100 years ago. I'm not sure if the Mishabura on this was actually out then, but even if it was, they wouldn't necessarily have seen it or passed like him, as to whether Refuah is Mutter on Yom Tov. And the thrust of what the Sosemas seems to be asking, we haven't got his letter, we've just got the tubers of the Avnei Lezer, is he seems to indicate that he feels that since there's no mention at all anywhere in Shulchan Aruch, in Tor, in Rambam, that there's Nissa, there should be Mutta. What does the Tesefta mean when he talks about Chol HaMoed? So he says, on Yom Tov, including Chol HaMoed, there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. Certain medications that one takes, they may be very good, very positive, but initially you might not feel that marvellous. It might stop you eating or drinking or sleeping, and therefore there was a Havamina, and initially that's apparently how they passed in that Chol HaMoed you don't take that sort of medication because it's going to disturb your Yom Tov, it's going to disturb your Chol HaMoed. Until Rabbi Akiva came and said, no, Chol HaMoed, that's not an issue, take medication, despite the fact that it might in some way be Maneh and the Bilgis of Yom Tov. And therefore, when the Mechaba says, Kol Refuah Mutar B'Chol HaMoed, that's what he was getting at. He wasn't talking about an Issa, he was talking about Al Chol HaMoed, you're going to have to worry that maybe the Bnei Yisrael Chos Yom Tov. El Chol HaMoed, and you can be with that, but on Yom Tov, we would make the Shechespun. Yom Tov itself, the Simchas Yom Tov is more of a mitzvah, hasn't got the Chol HaMoed, hasn't quite got quite the same degree of mitzvahs as Yom Tov itself, is therefore on Yom Tov to take a medicine which is going to be maneh to a certain extent since it's Yom Tov. Don't. Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to.
Sorry, if he's ill, you know, he's going to become rubbish
there. We're talking about somebody who there is medication which is necessary for him to take, but it's quite possible that this fellow isn't that ill. Really ill, there's no clear on Shabbos either, we'll come to it shortly. But we're talking about somebody who takes medication, needs to take medication, it's good, you know, he wants us to cure something and then he needs to take a few days for him to do it. Should he do it on Yom Tov? It's going to be Menayas if it was Yom Tov. Yom Tov, don't do it. Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to. That's how the Sosema seems to want to learn. And if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, the Siman Tov Sarihei, he also seems to be going along that path. The Yavne Nezer, in his Shubas, seems to be pretty sympathetic to the Sosema's interpretation of the Shulchan Aruch and this Tosefta. Afal Pikein, he says at the end, well, what can we do? The Magen Avraham says it's Osa, and the Prima Godim, the Pshat, is Osa, Moshe Shikha Salmonim, is we can't, you know, we can't do anything about that. That's the way they learn Pshat. Whereas they learn Pshat and Tosefta not like this. They learn that there is an Issa, there's a Gzeira of Shikha Salmonim on Yom Tov, just like there is on Shabbos, because one isn't. We don't want people to make up medication, therefore we don't allow them to take any medication. That isn't true on Chol HaMoed, but it is true on Yom Tov. The Mishnah Brura Paskin is quite clearly like the Magen Avraham. Mishnah Brura says that you're not allowed to take medicine on Yom Tov because of the day of Shechitas HaMoed. We asked previously why should there be such an issa? Shabbos, if you do Teichen, if you are Sheikhik Samamonim, you're actually even Issa Deraisa. So we understand why Chazal made a gzera that one shouldn't take medicine, because they were afraid you'd come to make up the medicine and then you would actually be able to Issa Deraisa. But a Yom Tov, the Shulchan Aruch paskens that Teichen is only an Issa Drabonon. Why would Chazal go so far to be gzera even to take medicines? So I saw Shnei Nevi'im, Snabdi B'Sigan Echad, the Avnei Nezer and the Cheshev Eifoid, and they both seem to say that there is such a thing as Enochanami. Aus Yom Tov itself, we wouldn't have made such a gezerah. But we're afraid that if people, we allow people to take medicines on Yom Tov, they'll take medicines on Shabbos also. People won't be mafid, they won't make that hadol. The Avnei Nezer brings a shikurai to such a svara. We find the Gemara and Beyer that one of the reasons why one isn't allowed to be Tovel Kalim on Yom Tov is Shema Yavirena. What's the Shema Yavirena? We're afraid a person might come to be Metaltol to do an Issa Haitzor in order to go to the place of a mikveh to be Tovel the Kalim. Now, Yom Tov, what's the problem with Haitzor? Elamar, Pshat is that the Chazal on Yom Tov were Goyzer Tvila because of Haitzor, because Shabbos says an Issa Haitzor. And if you allow people to disable Kalim, they had in mind at the time they made this Gezerah that we're going to put in Yom Tov as well, because we're afraid otherwise people are just going to get it wrong. So we find a Gabbai Tfilas Kalim. Is that Mazoi says the Avnei are the same thing, the same Svarah must all apply here. That Chazal were afraid that people would come to take medicine on Shabbos. If they come to take medicine on Shabbos, they come to make up medicine on Shabbos. Therefore, they were going to, you might not even allow to take medicine on Yom Tov. And the Maisa, if you like, the Haskama of the contemporary Poskim is that it's like that. That you were, we Paskim like the Magen Avraham, like the Mishnah Brura, that as such, for a Mechush V'Alma, one isn't allowed to take medication on Yom Tov. What is one allowed to do? So one is allowed to do lechora what everyone is allowed to do on Shabbos. Certainly, as far as Yom Tov Rishon is concerned, for that one has to have a bit of Hilchos Rafua Lagavi Shabbos. Then let's just take the three very sort of regular things, the things that happen to each and every one of us. Not chalida with his kol haSeivos, the kol haSefoshes, the kol haSefoshes, the chevi thing is mutar. But there are three categories that the Paschim speak about. One is that first Sifri Shulchan Aruch Sidn Shin Kav Ches Mechush B'Alma. A person's got a rash, he's got something, he has as I called it before, a minor ailment. He Mishchazik V'Holech Kabori. It doesn't make too much of a issue of it. It's something that in the ordinary way of things he would have taken medication for. Chazal says no. Not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. You don't do that. Not even for a goy. Then there is what they call a miktas choli. You have to look for that in Ilchus Shabbos. It's in Siman Shin Kav Ches, in Sif Katan, Nun Beis, in the Mishnah Brura, he talks about miktas choli. Miktas choli means one Eva has been affected. It hasn't caused the whole guf to be affected. You're very conscious of the fact there's real discomfort in one particular eva, but it's not more than discomfort. That has almost all the same halachas as nefesh be'almot. You can't do anything. The only difference is that a goy, a yidei eino yehudi, would be allowed to wear externally, applying some medication would help. You could ask a goy to do that. That's mitzas choyle. And then there is choyle kol gufoy. Choyle kol gufoy, somebody who's running a fever, somebody who's feeling bad enough that he really wants to lie down. He's not mischazik v'cholech kibori. For a cholech kol gufoy, so then one is allowed to ask directly, tell a goy to do whatever is necessary in order for you to get the medication which is required. You yourself, the Yisrael himself, is allowed to do an issad rabbonon ayidei shinoi. It was not in the ordinary way. I mean, we have to exclude from that, say, swallowing tablets or drinking medicine. You can't, I mean, there's no shinui required there. Where a person has a chole kol gufoy, and he takes medication, whether he's taking tablets or he has to drink something, you do that in the ordinary way. But whatever, something you have to put, a cream has to be applied, something which is applied to the body, something which is done, which can be done this, you know, so you do it in an unusual way. That Rabbanon Ayidei Shinoi is mutter for a chayla she'ein by sekona, who is a chayla kol gufoy. And again, a goy, you can ask him to do this deraisa. He can do whatever is necessary in order to help that that you get better. There are two exceptions to that heter. We said this Rabbanon Ayidei Shinoi is permissible. It's quite clear in Siman Reish Ayin Ches. Siman Reish Ayin Ches says that for a chayla shesh b'sakana, if there's a light on and it's disturbing him, he can put the light out. Putting a light out which is disturbing a chayla shesh b'sakana is kibui, but it's not the issa deraisa of kibui. It's a melacha shel tzricha l'gufo. Kibui, a melacha deraisa, is something positive. You extinguish a light in order for that wick to burn better next time. You want to make charcoal, you want to make something, you want to make an air, you want to make something which will actually ignite properly. If you're putting out a light because it's disturbing the chayla, you're not putting it out for the reason that the Torah asked it. That's a melacha shein tzricha l'gufo. The Machala says you're allowed to put out a light for a chayla sheyesh boi sakoma, which all unfortunately say, which means that a chayla she'ein by sakona, you're not allowed to do that. Now, a melacha shein tzricha l'gufo, with the exception of the Rambam, the order of Shulim, a melacha shein tzricha l'gufo is an issa drabono. The Torah says you mustn't do the 39 melachas, you mustn't do them in the ordinary, normal way for the reason the Torah prescribed them. A melacha shein tzricha l'gufo, you're actually doing the action, but not for the reason the Torah prescribed it, that's an issa drabono, that's not an issa deraisa. Afal pikein, it's so close to the Issa Deraisa that here we're not mekel. That means this may be a person who is a chayla kol gufoy. He's pretty ill. There's no sakona. There's no sakona. The hetam locha shein tzricha l'gufoy doesn't apply. Somebody with his chalila sakona either is chalila, you might lose the koyach or lose actually a limb. There we would be we'd be making out on that also. But when we're talking about somebody who has no sakonas, the fosh is no sakonas, either he's just never pretty ill, we'll allow an issa drabonon de shinoi, but not a melacha shein tzricha l'gufo. Say for example you had somebody was cleaning a wound, and you've got to, by doing that you're going to cause some dung to come out. You don't want the dung. You're cleaning it. That's a melacha shein tzricha l'gufo. You can't clean it that way. You can't do that. Not for a chayla shein bo sakona. There is another issa drabonon which we will not be matir for a chayla kol gufoy, but is a chayla shein bo sakona. I remember that halacha is to be found in Hilchos Yom Tov. In fact, not even straightforward, not even the Mishnah Berurah, it's in the Sha'ar Tzion, in Siman Tzav Tzadivov, the Sivkot and Tess, the Sha'ar Tzion talks about doing a malacha on Yom Tov, the same sort of Shabbos, doing a malacha deraisa al yidei shinui, kilachayad. So you're doing, deliberately doing a malacha deraisa, but you're performing it in an unusual way. Malacha is you're doing it exactly as one would always do it, but you're not doing it for the reason that Torah asked it. Malacha deraisa, which you do al yidei shinui, you're actually doing it in a peculiar way, not the way one would normally do it. That's also an issa drabono. But you're doing that malacha deraisa, and you're doing it pretty close. We're actually doing it differently, but you're doing it for the reason the Torah asked it. How you're doing it, actually, is the Sha'ar Tzion says very clearly, as far as Yom Tov Rishon is concerned, yeah, you're not allowed to do that. And that would be in Lagabe Shabbos, that's also awesome. You wanted to bring a medicine. It's a town where there's a Shusar Rabban, the Rai Sid, and the Erev, and you're not allowed to carry. So you want to carry Yadei Shimon. You're doing that for the sake of a Chayla. You can't do that. Not for a Chayla Shein by Sakona. You're doing Yadei Shimon. It's an Issa Rabbonon. That's an Issa Rabbonon which is also to do for a Chayla Shein by Sakona. Yeah, Chayla Shein by Sakona. That's really different. For a Chayla Shein by Sakona, maybe a Chayla Kol Gufoy, you're not allowed to do a Melacha Doraisa Kalachiyad, Yadei Shimon. And he's bowed by Tzorach Ian, the Sha'ar Tzion Lagabe Yom Tov Sheni. Not sure Lagabe Yom Tov Sheni. Lagabe Yom Tov Rishon, I say, clearly Lagabe Shabbos, one wouldn't be allowed to do that. So to recap, any Yisrael Rabbanon you can do on Shabbos for a Chelik Kol Gufoy, Ayide Shinu, he himself. But he's not allowed to do a Melacha Sheni Tzri Chelik Gufa, and he's not allowed to do a Melacha Kelach Hayad. That he's not allowed to do. Even though both of them are Isuri Rabbanon. They are very severe Isuri Rabbanon, and Chazal were not makel for a Chayla Shein B'Sakona, those two Isuri Rabbanon. What difference is there between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni? So the Mechaber, there's one Sefi Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Tzadivov. The Mechaber says, Ein Chiluk Bein Rishon L'Sheni. Now there's no difference between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni. Semester or a certain kula Yom Tov Sheni, v'chein likchayl esa'ay. One way of helping somebody who has a particular machla was to color the eye, do the eye, whatever it was. Because I'll speak about b'chayl esa'ay. Chayl esa'ay would be, in the ordinary way of things, a shus. Probably comes under the look of tzaveya. You're not allowed to do tzaveya on Shabbos, not allowed to do tzaveya on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to be Kochel Esa'ayin. You're not allowed to be Kochel Esa'ayin on Yom Tov Rishon. Yom Tov Sheni, Chazal Wabekel. Says the Ramah, Oishar Choyli She'en Bay Sakona. Any other Machla She'en Bay Sakona, also Yom Tov Sheni, you're allowed to do a Shvutz. Even though on the first day Yom Tov you'd only be allowed where there's no sakana to have such a thing done by a goy, Yom Tov Sheni Rosh Hashanah is different, but Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, there is a heter to be koichel eto ayin. Any chayla shein by sakana, you're allowed to do things you would not be allowed to do Yom Tov Rishon. Says the Ramah, v'dafka shvus derabonon, dumya demechaleino. The heter of Yom Tov Sheni is, and the Mishnah Berurah makes it clear that we're talking Chazal, we're makel on Yom Tov Sheni, mini hanos haguf. You know, this person does have something which is worrying him, which is affecting him, is Chazal wanted a person to feel good on Yom Tov. Yom Tov Sheni, they were going to, they were the Yom Tov Sheni. So, in Yonim Hanos Haguf, they try to help us. Ismaila, those Isurim, which normally would not allow one to affect the cure on Yom Tov Rishon, they waived for Yom Tov Sheni. A Yom Tov Sheni, provided it's only an Issa Rabbonon that one is doing, one is allowed to do that. What one is not allowed to do, or what remains also, is an Issa Daraisa. An Issa Daraisa makes no difference Yom Tov Ishi, Yom Tov Sheni, you can't do it. Which would mean, for example, sort of thing which people could quite easily be nichshol in, say Bishul. Bishul is a Melacha Daraisa, Ofer, one of the 39 Melachas. Everybody knows that you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. You're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. If you would, if you have some sort of trufa, some sort of medication which requires it to be boiled, and that's what you intend to do, you're doing this at the Raisa. We talk about Yom Tov Sheni, but you're doing this at the Raisa by cooking. You're doing Bishul, you're cooking this. Mishul is mutter l'tzorech echol nefesh. It's not mutter l'tzorech medication. Remember, there is a Yeshua in Shabbos, and there are others who say, well, it's difficult to understand why. What's the problem? This is amleches oichol nefesh, even though we're not actually using it now. But they say this is not something which is shava l'chol nefesh. In other words, they are learning. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Bemis rafua is something shava l'chol nefesh." Everybody is nebuchil would want to do this. So, Baruch Hashem, other people are well without doing it. But if chli they'd be, they'd also want to do it. But it seems from the pasukim that we haven't taken that on. So, as far as we're concerned, medication on Yom Tov, albeit that malacha seichel nefesh are mutter, but any malacha which is shava l'chol nefesh you're allowed to do. Well, it's not shava l'chol nefesh. I think the Moshe has a shiva about now it's chalasa, but smoking, it can change. Society can change. Something which was really everybody was doing it, it's not shava l'chol nefesh anymore. There are certain segments, certain people who will smoke, but a lot of people won't. So it's a rechel as far as Yom Tov is concerned, becomes an issa. You're not allowed to do something malachas which are not shava l'chol nefesh. Taking refuahs, we seem to fasten, is not considered a shava, something which is shava l'chol nefesh. Therefore, if somebody would on Yom Tov be oisek in bishul of just the medicine, which is an issa d'oraisa, it's not shava l'chol nefesh, it will be oisek to do. Similarly, if he wanted to carry in the street, so shusharabim d'oraisa. So shusharabim d'oraisa, he's carrying medicine from the place, from the chemist or whatever it is, from a labour. But he's doing an issa haitzor d'oraisa. Allowed to carry on Yom Tov. But if what he's carrying is just what he's carrying is medicine, then that's not something which is shava l'chol nefesh. He's doing it dafka l'tzorech refuah. So that will remain even on Yom Tov Sheni, where we are makel basically almost for any ailment that you're allowed to take medication and you're allowed to do things which are isurei drabonon, but where what you're doing actually involves you in doing a nisa deraisa, even the Yom Tov Sheni, that will be something that will be also. As I pointed out beforehand, the Sharatzian in Hilchos Yom Tov, right by Tzorachim, what about Amlacha Kelach Hayad on Yom Tov? And he seems to suggest he's right Tzorachim Yom Tov Sheni. And which would mean also probably the Melacha Shele Suicha Legufa, which is a very severe Rabbanon, that sort of Issur Rabbanon would also be also a Yom Tov Sheni. But all the other Issurim that we wouldn't be allowed, we'd have to do a Rabbanon a Yedei Shino, you don't have to do a Shino Yom Tov Sheni. You can take, you can take medication as prescribed without any problems, provided all that is involved is at worst a Nisid Rabbanon. You know, it says in Parshas Vayishlach, it talks about Yaakov Avinu, he was Neser Sukkosa, and he built Sukkos. The Migdal says, V'yavo Yaakov Sholim. Rashi says he was Nisrata from the Maki, he had from the Malach. His Vayishlach Sukkos has to do with Refuah. And I was hoping we won't have to come on to all these medications, and that Sukkah will take a bigger, maybe we'll still be healthy.